IMF are just confirming the state of the performance of the economy. But there are major issues in the economy. They have highlighted a number of issues that government need to deal with holistically and ruthlessly.
Zimbabwe itself has taken somewhat of a turn in regards to some of its economic policies. Do you think this will help in alleviating some of these economic ills?
I think it will help, though I don't think the impact will be great or significant. We've seen some positive signals, for example, the revision to the indigenization and the economic empowerment, the towing of that hard line of stance that government had probably last year or the previous years. So I think that's a positive signal to in both local and even foreign investors. But I think what we really need to do is to deal with the key binding constraints. And by key binding constraints, I'm referring to the issues of competitiveness. We are not competitive as an economy, and that's why our current account deficit, for example, has been widening. That's why even our budget deficit has also been widening. And all those macroeconomic variables and indicators are symptoms of an economy that is not competitive.